At the beginning of the season, Cody German put an ad on Craigslist for firewood. Seasoned or green, oak or pine, says the ad, with different prices per cord and an additional fee if he delivers it himself.
Economy's slow. I ain't got much work going on right now, so this is just a way to make ends meet and get by.
It's a very small operation. Just German, harvesting trees from the 10 acres behind his Raymond home, splitting it by hand, and stacking it to dry.
I started with about 4 cords of oak and about 3 cords of pine, but it's been going fairly quick this time of season.
Small-scale firewood sellers have been filling higher demand for years. Census data from 2010 shows a significant increase in the number of wood-heated households, and while no one's officially kept track of firewood use for the last 3 years, the high demand seems to continue, says Sarah Smith, forest industry specialist at the University of New Hampshire's Cooperative Extension.
You know, when the price of oil spikes up, people react. And then also the economic downturn, people's inability to afford fuel.
That increased demand has been good news for anyone with a pickup truck and a chainsaw looking to supplement their income. Smith says that can make things tricky for buyers.
We don't keep lists of who to buy firewood because it by nature is a very transient population.
Smith says the vast majority of wood sellers seem to be honest, since most complaints are about the same repeat offenders. But it's a hard industry to regulate. A stacked cord always comes out to 128 square feet, but Smith says other claims are much harder to confirm. For example, seasoned wood should be 20 to 30% moisture, while dry should be less than 20%. But proving that is complicated, requiring a special meter or baking a piece of wood in an oven to see how much moisture weight is lost. In other words, Smith says, if you can't tell for yourself from appearance and heft whether wood is adequately dry, it's best just to ask friends and neighbors who they buy their wood from. But not all firewood outfits operate on word of mouth. The Ossipee Mountain Land Company operates on 15,000 acres and sells 6,000 cords a year. From digital monitors and the garage-sized kilns where the wood is dried, to machinery that sorts the wood into 3/4 cubic foot bundles for shrink wrapping, this operation is anything but homespun.
This is a kind of a manufacturing business the way we do it here.
Jeffrey Coombs is the owner and manager of the Ossipee Mountain Land Company.
It's a different animal, really.
And he says the product is different, too. What he calls mood wood, sold at supermarkets and hardware stores, rather than as a main source for winter-long home heating. But the process does produce a few cords a day of irregularly shaped pieces, and that gets sold in bulk to wood-heated homes. It's already been kiln-dried, and it's all carefully measured out before delivery.
We've never in 25 years had one complaint that somebody didn't get enough wood.
But no industry is perfect.
The last fiscal year, we had 22 actual written complaints that came into our department. And that's been pretty much about that pace for some time.
That's Jeff Wentworth, an investigator for the Division of Weights and Measures of the Department of Agriculture. He attributes most complaints to ignorance on the part of buyers and new sellers alike. So the Division of Weights and Measures is trying to get more firewood information out via their website and by holding seminars with the UNH Extension and other organizations. Wentworth says he especially hopes new, small-scale wood sellers will take the proper steps. Back in Raymond, Cody German says he didn't know about those resources, but is happy to hear the information is available. He's already been following some of the recommendations, like stacking all of his wood himself to know how much he has, and to be able to prove it to buyers. Above all, German says he's happy there's demand for firewood.
Just grateful to be doing it. I mean, I'm blessed to have these woods and be able to have this opportunity to make a little extra money.
As long as demand is high, it looks like firewood will keep warming buyers and sellers alike. For NHPR, I'm Michael Samuels.